You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 96. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
We just had a 1E tournament here in San Diego, and our producer, Thomas, went not exactly undefeated. He lost in one round, right? We had four rounds. He went 3-1.
He did lose in one round.
But due to no one else getting full wins for the rest of the day, and he won the day. So congratulations to Thomas. Now, you played him.
I did. I, in fact, defeated him. I was
so
his
what
loss.
What did you do differently than everyone else?
What did I do differently than everyone else? He redshirted very early on against me. Not just on the planet, which he did try to do, and I denied him the satisfaction of burning my ref card, since I knew his holograms would just... he was playing a pretty classic hologram, Delta Holograms deck. You know, none of my
Children of Light?
Yeah, Children of the Light, Zimmerman, everybody, you know, it's like... Noonien Sung, but with holograms. You know, they can report, any hologram can work together, and they can all report to Zimmerman, and you know, they all get deactivated, and so, you know, nobody ever dies. And sure enough, we had this discussion a little earlier. I kind of had started looking at my 1E dilemmas, which I really like. They're all really good combos, and much like 2E, you know, I've got something that works, and I don't want to change it too much. You know, it's just another... Making a 1D deck is already arduous enough to, without having to come up with new dilemma combos. Mm-hmm. But after you PM'd me the other day and said, hey, you know, this combo, that's the card, or is it this other card this other combo that's card? And it's like, okay, Dan has my combos memorized. I think I need to change things up a little bit. But so I went to a full-on attrition set of combos because I played Klingon. I had a battle bridge door, and I just lots of kills and damages to flip for kills, and you know, just try to attrition you out of your guys. But his, you know, holograms just kept getting turned off.
Mm-hmm.
But they do not get turned off if their ship gets blown up. They actually just go away with the ship. Which was a suggestion you made for me when one of my combos did not work out the way I had hoped. So he flew over on the Ilara with, I think it was Leia Brahms, and attempted a space mission. And I think he managed to weed through a couple of things, hit the cloud and was damaged, and hit something else and waited. And then V'ger shows up and kablam, and... And apparently
no more Ilara.
No more Ilara, which was apparently quite a blow.
Was he only playing with one?
Apparently, well, he had the Ilara and the Equinox and Voyager.
Okay.
And so I guess he was only going one of each. You know, Thomas likes to run small decks.
That's right. Yeah.
Another trick. So apparently, I owe all of my victories. Conditions to you in this game. Now that I think about it, the two things that really slowed him down were things that I was playing against you and was like, oh, I should do this, or you did something and that was a really good idea. That new dilemma that I cannot remember, but it smacks holograms and androids.
Oh, yeah. Anomaly 4747.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, well, you know, that's a pretty okay dilemma even by itself, and if somebody is running some kind of shenanigans, it'll set him back. So yeah. I made my new combos, I made that part of one of them, and I guess Thomas really likes to do space missions because he doesn't have to wait for his hologram, holoprojectors.
Sure, the holoprojectors, yeah. Well, and you can, you know, you can redshirt from space without worrying about anything right now.
Ish. You know, except, unless you want your ship destroyed.
You know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, so I agree. I completely agree. I did that on another game. I threw four ships at a mission against Matt, and, you know, it was, you know, rather than find the things that will get past it, I just sacrificed the ship. You know, okay, fine. Yeah. This ship goes down the space line with Therians. This ship gets control because it has no holodeck, and, you know, this ship is suspended by the whale probe, and then now I'll solve.
Yeah, exactly.
It was really tight. Thomas, you know, obviously when guys don't die, he had a tough time of it. He also got stopped by the man, I'm going to feel really bad because I was reading this on somebody's tournament report, and I don't remember whose it was. But I stole a Delimo combo from them, and that also stopped both TK pretty hard and Johnny in my last game, which was also a really close timed win. TK was actually a full win, but it was that access denied on top of the mission, and then Ferengi Ingenuity.
Right.
And Dajaran. So it's computer skill, computer skill, computer skill, computer skill. You know, you must have lots of computer skill, and then it stopped, and then you need more computer skill.
Right. And very good.
Yeah, he pulled two clutterings to have three computer skill to bypass the first one.
Jeez.
And then he got to the second dilemma, and first it kills two people, and then you have to have two or three more computer skill, and it killed the girl who had the extra skills.
Ah, very good, very good.
So,
was he using any other 2E cards other than cluttering? Cluttering's pretty good.
We were talking about this at the tournament. Some of the future Voyager holograms are backwards compatible. He wasn't using very many. He did have the Hedgehog
revised,
in,
yeah.
Revised Neelix, because he is a skill tank. But he was not doing the old revised 7 of 9 trick that you had mentioned of, you know.
Revised 7 of machine gun.
Yes, revised 7 of machine gun. So, yeah, it was tough. Once again, you know, all the Delta affiliations, and that's, you know, not an affiliation, but that's a Delta deck, and it's got a lot going on, and it's hard to not just plow through those really, you know, fairly easy Delta missions when nobody ever dies.
Yeah, with indestructible people.
Yeah.
And he really didn't have to worry about you coming over to blow him up since he was in another quadrant.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. I think I'm going to have to take a page out of the NorCal Bay Area guys book and just start putting that Delta mission that lets you play AU ships to it while it's unsolved in every deck, and throwing in an ISS Enterprise so that it can report to that ship mission in the Delta quadrant, and download Kirk and download the Tantalus field and just come over and start killing people. Chakotay, yeah, you're dead. No ancestral vision. Oh, Robert Zimmerman, you're dead. No more holograms.
Wow, that does sound pretty good.
Yeah, that's
get
almost
that quick. No more Borg. Well, no, Borg Queen is not unique, so that's at least you say. But 7 of 9 and all the other random good drones, that'd be pretty rough.
Yeah, so I don't know. I might have to do that, but it was fun. I played. I actually pulled out an oldie, but a goodie for me, playing the Empok Nor Klingons, or as I like to call it, Martok Nor. And I had my nice shiny red templated Empok Nor for when it got activated that you made me, 18 years ago?
Yes, that thing has got to be one of the oldest cards I think I've made.
But that was a lot of fun. You know, got a bunch of equipment and had made sure I had plenty of officers around to use all my kits.
Yeah. How many equipment cards did you download on that turn that you commandeered Empok Nor?
Something like 30. I had every site that has an equipment report to it in my deck, and then, you know, I put all those equipment in there, so, you know. I had my IP scanner. I didn't get to play Thomas Weinberg, but if he had played his DNA metamorphosis like he did last tournament, I would have had my IP scanner ready to go.
So you remind me what MPOC NOR says. When you commandeer it, you can get as many sites as you want?
Yes. You can.
You're not limited to six.
No. You still seed six, but when it shows up, yeah, you can download sites as long as they're all different. And the same thing with equipment. You can download one copy per card title of any equipment that specifically says it can play on a site. So there were a handful, like it used to be, the first time I tried it, I just put one of every equipment in, and there were things like, I don't know, Gold Press Latinum that, you know, it doesn't say you can report it anywhere, so
right.
I couldn't download it. Random things like that, but mostly, you know, I was sad. It worked in playtest, but I never actually got to face anybody with it. I had a couple of non-aligned guys, including a mission specialist, so that I would always have one right away. And I downloaded every phaser or disruptor hand weapon that could be used by non-aligned personnel. So I had 8 guns. So when I beamed my 16 people down and hit the flapjacks, we cruised on
everyone
through.
Was protected.
It was nice.
Wow. Did anyone? Because I seem to recall, I think it was Thomas V did that once. He was playing Dominion or something, or maybe I was playing Dominion, and he commandeered it. And either both players can download equipment there. Did anyone download equipment to your station?
No, they did not. Huh. I guess they didn't want to come get it, or.
Well, I guess when they see you play 8 guns, it's kind of
yeah. I've got a bunch of guns, with the guy in the security office, which right. can, you know, so they can react and go, you know, to use a Star Wars term, and move to any site where a battle might be. Plus, you know, playing Klingon, I've got a battle bridge door out. I've usually got, one of my first things after downloading Process Aura was to download another ship so I could defend myself. And
yeah.
We did discover a new little hiccup, though. I know one of my favorite MPOC NOR sites has always been the Science Lab, because you can peek out the window and at least, you know, see the bottom card of the dilemma under the mission at that mission. So it's not too bad, but because it's only there and it's only one card, but you can do it once per each turn. So if you hit one, you the dilemma goes away and you're stopped or whatever, then you can look again and see it. And it's phrased as scan. You may scan the mission, which you smacked me with a couple of years ago because I just never really noticed it was phrased that way, that you could then scanner interference me.
Right. So I think I seeded another dilemma there, and you were like,
I was like, but what are you doing? but... Yeah. Apparently, and I was very upfront about it with all my opponents. It's like, I'm going to scan, you know, ref me if you want, just because I didn't think anybody would play with it. But it turns out nobody played with it because it's banned. Johnny was talking to me afterwards. He's like, I went through and I was like, I couldn't believe I wasn't using that ref card. I usually like to use them all. But because they banned scan, the interrupt, and full planet scan, those were the big, real issues.
Yeah.
So I guess they also banned the ref cards that nerf those.
Oh, no. You know what it is? They banned that one because you can use it to download as many atmospheric ionizations as you can do.
Oh, well, that's silliness. So I guess that's a good idea.
Right. With Tribunal of Q, you can pretty much just crop dust every mission with 2, and they flip over. The one that only lets you beam down 3, and you can only beam down every other turn.
Yeah. So okay. Well, that makes sense. That's a good idea. And honestly, the Science Lab is not really. I mean, unless you get super abusive, and I have done that once.
What would you define as super abusive?
I used Deep Space Nine with my Ferengi, and I used I'd set up the Bajor region missions. I'd seed the station at a space mission, look, attempt, until it's clear, and then use the reactor control thrusters to move to the next Bajor region that was a space mission. and continue. But,
that's probably why I looked for something to ref.
I haven't done that in a long time. But yes, that was, It was a lot of effort. You had to pull the reactor control thrusters, and you had to get your engineers ready on your station and move over. And, you know, it's only on two missions because by that time, between that and Dabo, I was doing two easy missions and then hopefully an easy planet. But so I don't know if they're going to do something about that. But
it makes me want to take Zephyr Cochrane's telescope back out of the binder.
Oh, man, that was always annoying. Or ocular implants.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the one that Franklin always used to, you know, well, all these other things are banned. Let's find what other cheater cards are out there that they haven't banned yet.
Man, there's like I think if I get the assimilation table out and put a drone on it, I can download an implant to them. I'll have to look into that. That's pretty cool. Because the Geordi's eyes are implants.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't actually play in the event for a couple of reasons. One, we had
a lot of people.
We had 9 people show up for a 1E tournament, which is I can't remember the last time we had 9 people show up for a tournament. Especially
much less a 1E tournament. Yeah.
Yeah. So I figured, you know, and true enough, I don't think I had 10 minutes to myself the entire first round.
Question.
So many people were asking questions.
Tournament director.
It would not have been fair if I were playing against someone, because we would have got about through the seed phase and then time would have been called. So I figured, you know, what I'd start with was I'd take a bye, and if one of our other players showed up, you know, I'd jump in. And after the first round was over, you know, I kind of answering questions. There were 2 other people playing Borg. There was 1 other guy playing one of my decks.
right, Matt.
So I kind of felt like, you know what? I'm represented here enough as it is. So I cut up promo cards and I answered questions, and that was still a good day for me.
Yeah, we had we had 2 players come down from Santa Barbara, which we had been talking about, sort of building
yes.
our SoCal sister city relationship. TK's been going up there, and then now they've come down here. We're planning an event in January to head up there, and Tyson, who has family in the area, was in town for the holidays. He showed up, and I guess he works with Johnny on some of the graphics. Stuff. So they got to meet, and you know, it was cool. We had a big group, and almost all of our local players came out. Some nice diversity in the decks. Delta Holo.
Yeah. So we had holograms. We had Johnny was playing Bajoran Resistance. Matt was using my deck, which was original series and movie era Fed and Klingon. You were playing Klingon. We had 2 Borg players. What am I missing? What was Carlos playing? Did you play against him?
Carlos was playing straight Klingon.
Okay.
He was you know, straight homeworld Klingon. I was playing in Pachnor, so
okay.
I got to. I felt a little bad because I didn't find out until most of the way through the game that he was there. So I guess they're still sort of really building the 1E scene mm-hmm. in Santa Barbara, and they haven't really played a whole lot, so they're still kind of trying to pick up strategy. And I was kind of going into it after 2 games, or you know, 1 or 2 games of like, okay, I know how to play my deck now. Let's full speed ahead and kind of steamrolled into it. All right, attack you. Oh, okay, let's attack this. And all right, I got my Klingon Civil War. thank you for justifying me actually putting this card in, so I can get some points off of blowing up your ship. But apparently he's a huge Klingon. Carlos is a huge Klingon fan. He plays that in 2E and 1E, and he had a great time watching Klingons work.
Okay.
So it kind of turned into a tutorial. Like, well, okay, if you can do this, and you know, we can do that, and we should, you know, we'll get you some of these cards. And I've started pulling some 1E Klingon essentials to take to him. When we head up there in January.
Very good. Yeah, that's right. We have a caravan planned January. Was it 22nd or the 18th? One of those 2.
I think it's the 20-whatever. It starts with a 2. Like the fourth weekend of a 5 week in January.
Right. Did you see what Ryan was playing? I think he was one of the few people who either didn't ask a lot of questions or his questions were easy and I didn't have to hang out and look at his cards.
I did not. Most of my games went pretty late, so I did not get to see what other people were playing, and I never played him, so I did not get to see what he was playing.
All right. Well, again, congratulations to our producer, TK, for winning the tournament. We have another 1E tournament scheduled on the 8th of January as part of our all-day Phoenix event. We're going to have 1E in the morning, 2E in the afternoon, and then triples. So all day, anyone who is nearby, and apparently Arizona is nearby, is welcome to join us. I'm hoping we'll get some folks down from the Bay Area. They seem to be talking up an interest in coming down.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be definitely good to have all the visitors that that want to come down and...
You know what? I almost forgot. We played triples afterward.
I was going to ask you how 9 players triples went, because we a few of us had to cut out early.
Yeah, we played for about another, I don't know, 20 minutes or 30 minutes after you left. Not really too bad. We went down from 8 or from 9 to 6, so it was a standard kind of size game. And Carlos was winning when you left, and he was winning when the game was over. So congratulations to him.
Excellent.
Yeah. It was a good time. So he gave the first prize that we gave away when everyone had to leave to you, right? He kept the second
one.
He
did. He was he used my clone and skip deck, and he was like, "Well, you know, I feel like I'm doing really well with your deck here. Why don't you take the prize?" I was like, "All right, well, if you don't want it," and then so I'm glad he went on to win, and now he can take that back and.
And, yeah, he got 600,000 triples by the end of the night, so he went out again.
Nice.
What the heck happened here? Oh, he got, I think TK poisoned him, and he pulled an antidote.
Nice.
So he got 100,000 for the poison, plus he had 2 cards in his play pile, 100,000 and 1.
That'll awesome. Do it.
TV came in second place with he went out in the last round, and you know when he goes out,
it's always close. He only ever has to go out once.
And he came in within 90,000, so he was with one big money card of catching up with the 600,000 in the one round. So, but we had a good time.
Good. Well, we'll definitely have, you know, my goal for the Phoenix tournament is we're going to have so many people that we're going to have heats.
Yes.
We need to have a dozen people at least, so we can have 2 rounds of 6, and then we'll have, I don't know, like 2 or 3 from each table advance to the final table.
If we would have had one more person, I would have set up heats, because 10 people is way too many for one table.
Yeah, it got pretty crowded.
Like 8 people could be too many, but I think 8's about the most I'd ever want to have.
Yeah. But it was fun, you know, new players and, you know. It was better to keep it all together as one big group, especially since a few of us were leaving. So, but definitely, Phoenix Tournament is going to be a triple extravaganza. That's my prediction.
We have one other bit of business, correct?
Some extreme measures that need to be taken. Is that what you're talking about there?
Very good. One of our agents has procured a spoiler from the next set, as you mentioned. Extreme agents. Jeez, what am I doing here? Extreme Measures is the spoiled name of the next set, and we have a card, which is one of my favorite just lines that Jordy yells out all the time.
Yes, I had to. I think I've pinned it down as to what it's from, but yeah, it is. It's a very common line of his from throughout the show and the movies. It's a coolant leak.
Yeah, so the quote is, I estimate 2 minutes to a warp core breach. So did you figure out what that was from?
I think that's Generations.
Generations.
When the Enterprise is actually blowing up. We have a coolant leak here. I estimate 2 minutes to a warp core breach. There's nothing I can do, Commander. I'm going to have to eject the core, etc.
Right. Fire at will. So the cost of this is pretty hefty, as the dilemma goes. We actually had this in a supplemental missive. It was 4, correct?
Yes. It's a 4-cost duel.
But it is a duel. Unless you have engineer or a person who has a cost of 4 or more, all your personnel are stopped.
And those are bolded. Yeah.
Okay. So you've got to have an engineer or somebody big. Well, that's easy enough. The dilemma continues. If you have 2 or more personnel who have engineer or cost 1 or less, randomly select all but one of those personnel to be stopped.
So this kind of sort of starts off sounding like it's going to be a blended style dilemma, but throwing in the cost in there. But then
it's interesting.
But then it flips things around.
And you know, I like when I was playing with the Legacy, and I was looking at all the dilemmas that stop you from having just weenie guys.
Yes.
There was nothing that requires a skill. This does, and it has the high cost personnel stuff.
Yeah, I like that. It rewards you for having high cost, and it punishes your opponent for low cost. And it requires a skill, so it works with Legacy. That's pretty hefty for a dilemma, as far as, hitting all the high points.
So if you, as we've mentioned many times, there's a guy, Thomas V is the master of tracking. So if you know your opponent has, let's say they're playing the original TOS, not the movie guys, and they haven't had their engineer drop out yet, you just drop this and you're good to go.
That's right, because you're fairly certain they're going to have, unless they've thrown in a couple of, big costers.
Other than Scotty, I'm trying to think of, the guy that, the Daystrom Institute guy.
Oh, Richard Daystrom?
I mean, he might have it. But either way, if you can throw this out, and if they're playing, any kind of, let's see, and if they've got at least 2 engineers and say 2, 1, or 0 cost people, it's going to stop 3.
Yeah.
Is that right? For 4 cost?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. And it doesn't stop anyone, everyone. If they get past the first part, it doesn't stop anyone, so they can't use Bridge Officer's Test. So even if they're using, like the movie crew with all their 4 cost guys, you still throw in a couple of the weak guys, fill it out.
Because you only have that bridge crew, and then you can't, decks cannot run on bridge crew alone, much as we'd like them to. And all of the support personnel, non-1E term, but, the support cards for 2E TOS are all really low cost. A lot of ones in there.
And it requires a skill, so Archer can't duck around it.
Also true.
Yeah.
Is there anything that requires multiple engineers that this would be a combo with?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Stop all but one engineer and then, hey, guess what?
There was that one where Geordi's getting abducted. It was like, unless you have 2 engineers, you're plate your core, and next time your opponent's going to capture somebody, they get to either choose or they take 2 or something crazy like that. You know what I'm talking about?
The Romulan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tasty. Captureness. Yeah, this is definitely has a lot of combo potential. 4 cost is pretty big for a dilemma, but man, I think that's totally worth it.
Well, we play with other 4 costers that, I'm trying to think of a typical stop 2 guys.
Yeah,
does it cost 4?
I'm trying to think of 4 costers that don't. I mean, the downside of this is you do have a shot at not, stopping 2 guys. in which case it becomes pretty high cost for only getting one stop or not.
Yeah.
You know, you think about what's the one that's cheaper if you have 40-point missions? Like, cost 4, but it's minus 1 if... Or cost 3 and yeah. it's plus 1. I don't know, and it's just 2 random stops. And one of my favorites that Johnny always hits in Investigate Dissension...
Yes.
You know, is 2 random stops, 4 cost, plus the headquarters shenanigans.
All right, I'm going to have to go issue a retraction to one of our earlier statements. I found Covert Ambush from Raise the Stakes. It's a personnel with 2 engineer, not 2 engineer.
Ah, okay.
So, all right, well, I'm sure there's something else out there that this would work well with. But that is not it. So thank you for writing in and telling us that we're dumb.
Well, this will certainly give us some time to think about what other cool dilemmas might be coming out in extreme measures. This is definitely an extreme measure to take against some of those low-cost personnel decks running around looking at UTK.
Yeah.
Your people and engineers will be at my mercy.
Yes. As always, when we provide these looks at that future set, it comes with a caveat that says these cards are subject to change, et cetera, et cetera. Playtesting may still be going on, et cetera, et cetera. But we have a due out sometime in January 2011.
So we are scarcely a month away from a new 2E set. So pull out your overflow cards, warm up your virtual backs, and pull out the card
tape. Get your
glue
sticks ready.
because a new set is on the way, and start planning your decks accordingly.
Yes, and you probably can expect spoilers as long as our agents don't get caught throughout the rest of the release as they get posted online, and we'll bring you what we can.
Yes, indeed. In the meantime, I believe that is all the intelligence we have to report for this week. Next week, we're going to be abandoning our already abandoned relay station in favor of some intelligence holidays. But we will still have agents in the field, and they will be prepared to come back and give us some more intel in the new year.
That's right.
Yes?
Well, the next show will be prepping everyone and talking about the Phoenix tournament, so I'm looking forward to that.
We have one more shot to gear everyone up and get everyone ready for that, and then it will be upon us. So once again, we will thank Warp 11 for their awesome theme song and TK for his work helping us put this show together. I am Sir Rogue,
and I am Sir Dan,
and I will, as always, remind you to expand your power in the universe.
And I will 96 draws to end. Getting close.
If I were you, I'd kill you.